Praise be Jesus and Mary. May we celebrate, after the preparation of Advent, the solemnity of the birth of our Lord in Bethlehem. That's primarily what we commemorate today. And if you followed, you assisted at the Mass at midnight, you heard the gospel of the actual birth of our Lord in Bethlehem and the revelation of this birth to the shepherds on the hillside. If you followed the Mass at dawn, you heard what immediately followed, the arrival of the shepherds at the manger, where they too adored the infant and went away and praising and glorifying God. These point to the humanity of our Lord, that he came among us as one of us. Now we come to the Mass of the day, the third of the three Masses that are celebrated on Christmas Day. And we see here the prologue of the Gospel of St. John. And he brings out, emphasizes something here, actually rather different, but it goes together. And even St. John points it out here. Here St. John reflects on the divinity of Christ while pointing out that he also became man. He speaks of the Son of God who was with God from the beginning, existed before time began. And through him all things were created. He is the creator, together with the Father, of course, and the Holy Spirit. And he speaks of and through him, our Lord, who is God, and this is the whole point, life came about. He is the God who created all of us. And he is that light we've heard spoken about quite a bit, actually, towards the end. That light who shines on all of us. And he speaks of the testimony of St. John of the Baptist, who testifies to that light. In any case, he speaks of, then he goes on to this word, this Son of God, God himself, who becomes one of us, who became man and dwelt among us. So we see here an awesome exchange. The God, the infinite God who created all of us and preserves us in existence, became one of us, the Son of God, the second person of the Blessed Trinity, became man, took upon himself our human nature. And John here, St. John the Evangelist, will go on to explain why he did that, actually. Because first he tells us of how he came into the world. He came in as one of us, but the world did not recognize him, the very one who created them. But those who do believe him and accept him, and it requires faith, he gave the power to be sons of God, children of God. To those who believe, who accept him in faith, we have the power, and we do become, through our baptism, children of God. And this, he points out, by the will of God. Not of our own doing at all, but by the will of God, we become his children. And therefore, heirs to the kingdom of heaven. But it requires faith. Now, after he goes into the point that our Lord then became flesh, all right, he also tells us, we saw his glory. Now, here he's referring to at points when they saw, John was one of them who saw the miracles of our Lord, witnessed the transfiguration, witnessed the resurrection of our Lord from the dead. St. John is one of them. All right? The glory as of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. The Son, by becoming man, reveals to us the Father. And our Lord will emphasize that point throughout the Gospel, particularly in the Gospel according to St. John. He emphasizes that point over and over again. And then he speaks of the testimony of St. John the Baptist, who said, he is the one coming after me and ranks ahead of me because he existed before me from all time. He's acknowledging this man whom the people see coming among them is also God. And therefore, St. John will tell us elsewhere, he is not even worthy to lose the strap of his sandal. He is not even worthy to be the servant. John, in great deep faith, acknowledged the divinity of Christ as well as his humanity, and in all humility acknowledged he was not even worthy to be his servant. And then finally, here St. John at the end tells us, here's the act of faith that we must have. Again, another point that will be pointed out in a very particular way after the resurrection of our Lord, when our Lord appears to the apostles, when Thomas is present. The only Son of God, the only one has ever seen God, the God we cannot see. The only Son of God who is at the Father's side has revealed him. How has he revealed him? He has become one of us. He has made himself visible. Our Lord, the Son of God, the Son of Mary, or as he would refer to himself throughout the Gospel, the Son of Man. He is God and man. He, the infinite God, becomes one of us and provides for us that link between the infinite divine nature, the nature of God, and our lowly, finite human nature. He provides us the way to unite ourselves with himself, unite ourselves with God. He is that link, and he does it by becoming the Son of Mary. That is what we celebrate today. It is the awesome mystery, that great exchange, the infinite God becoming lowly man, yet retaining his divinity, God-man, and providing that link that is done and carried out through and of the Blessed Virgin Mary, our mother. Son of God, Son of Mary. And that is why we too, let us in our deep faith, acknowledge and adore the infinite God whom we cannot see, made visible, present in the child Jesus, whom we have the testimony, we can in effect see, has been seen. And through the testimony of the apostles, and here St. John, he is made visible and revealed to us, Son of God, Son of Mary. Come, let us adore. Praise be Jesus and Mary.